brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. You know, I'm thinking that I must sound like a broken record, but what I don't want you to do is forget. This Advent is set aside, in my mind, and I hope in yours, is set aside to grow in faith. You may know a particular area in your life where you don't have faith or strong faith. You can focus on an area of your life or a person in your life, but look at the whole body too and say, how can I become more your disciple, Lord? How can I serve you better? Just ask him that. He'll show you. The opening prayer for today says, prepare our hearts, we pray, O Lord our God, by your divine power, so that at the coming of Christ your Son, we may be found worthy of the banquet of eternal life. Well, I don't know about us being worthy, but at least to the best of our ability, be found worthy of the banquet of eternal life and merit to receive heavenly nourishment from his hands. He feeds us on himself every day, brothers and sisters. It's available to us. I mean, that is a miracle. Are we taking that seriously, or are we taking it for granted? And to think that God would love us so much that he would come in the form of food and drink to nourish us. Think about that. Really think about it. Brothers and sisters, he dwells in every person around you, even if they don't know it. When you look at this passage again from Isaiah 25, he says here, the Lord will wipe away the tears from all faces, the difficulties you've gone through, the challenges you've had to endure. The reproach of his people he will remove from the whole earth, for the Lord has spoken. And on that day it will be said, behold our God to whom we looked to save us. This is the Lord for whom we looked. Let us rejoice and be glad that he has saved us. For the hand of the Lord will rest on this mountain. Make that prayer your own. We can pray for that. Let it come, Lord Jesus. Let it come and let me be. However, I've had to go to confession every few days recently. That's all right. You get over a hurdle. You don't have to be perfect. You just have to love God and keep striving. Don't give up. I will pray for you. We'll pray for one another. You pray for me, and I will pray for you. Psalm 23, I shall live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. Psalm 23 is one of our favorite psalms. The Lord is my shepherd. Think of the Lord that way. I shall not want. In verdant pastures, he gives me repose. Beside restful waters, he leads me. He refreshes my soul. He guides me in right paths for his name's sake. Do you ask him when you're going down a path, so to speak, in your mind or actually physically? Do you ask him? Because I want to fear no evil. I don't fear evil if you are at my side with your rod and your staff that give me courage. Lord, lead me today, all the paths that I'll go down today. Know that you accompany me. Know that you speak to me sometimes. I can't hear. Sometimes I do hear. He's leading us, guiding us all the time through his Spirit. Rely on him. You spread the table before me. You anoint my head with oil. Only goodness and kindness follow me all the days of my life. Oh, brothers and sisters, our God is with us, and he wants to prepare so much for us. He wants to bring us into the eternal banquet where there will be no more weeping, no more sorrow, no more pain, no more death anymore. That's what awaits us, brothers and sisters, if we're faithful now. Try to be faithful. You might not succeed some places, but if you keep on trying, that's all God needs from you. Love people, even people who you disagree with. Don't just absent yourself totally from their company. Open your heart. Because that person might be trying to love the Lord too. Or even if they're not, you might be an example to them to take a look at their lives. You can be a real servant, a real minister of the gospel by your thoughts, by your words, and by your actions. And the gospel today, Matthew chapter 15, verses 29 to 37. At that time, Jesus walked by the Sea of Galilee and went up on the mountain and sat down there. Great crowds came to him, having with them the lame, the blind, the deformed, the mute, and many others. Think about that. Do you take somebody with you on some occasion where they can hear about the Lord more? You willing to help another who might like to go but has no one? And they placed them at his feet, and what did God do? He cured them. The crowds were amazed when they saw the mute speaking and the deformed made whole, the lame walking and the blind able to see, and they glorified the God of Israel. Well, I can imagine if I saw all those people healed, I certainly would be rejoicing. But, oh, brothers and sisters, this is a time when there were so many enemies of Christ, so many enemies out there, and there are today so many enemies of Christ. But Jesus reached out to them because they were the first. And yet, my experience is he reaches out all the time to us. He shows us the way to go if we're willing to listen. It's not like a direct go, turn left, turn right, or whatever, but he gives us a pathway, a sign of what he wants of us in this or that situation. Ask him. And Jesus summoned his disciples and said, "My heart is moved with pity for the crowd, for they have been with me now for 3 days and have nothing. They have nothing to eat." Think of that. 3 days, no food, no water, perhaps. It's hard, but they were following him because of what he could do for them. And he said, "I don't want to send them away hungry for fear they may collapse on the way." And the disciples said to him, "Where could we ever get enough bread in this deserted place to satisfy such a crowd?" And we're talking maybe 1,000 or more. And Jesus said to them, "How many loaves do you have?" "Seven," they replied, "and a few fish." In other words, this is impossible. He ordered the crowd to sit down on the ground. And then he took the 7 loaves and the fish. He gave thanks. He broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples, who in turn gave them to the crowds. And they all ate and were satisfied. They didn't just get a bit. They were satisfied. They picked up the fragments left over. 7 baskets full. How many more people could feed even on the fragments? This is the generosity of our God, brothers and sisters. Even in what seems like situations that we just don't know what could happen or we don't know how to help, we need to turn to the Lord. We need to turn to him and ask him, "Lord, help me. Help me, Lord Jesus, because I need." St. John Damascene, who lived in the year 749, he was the last of the Greek fathers of the church. And I'll share just a part of this with you because it's pretty powerful. "If heaven and earth, water and fire and air, and the whole universe of these were made perfect by the word of the Lord, and this much-famed living being too, which is man, if by his will the word himself became man and caused the pure and undefiled blood of the Blessed Virgin Mary to form a body for himself, if all this, then can he not make the bread his body and the wine and water his blood? Can't God, if God can do all these things, can't he do that?" And then extending that a little bit, can he not care for you? Oh, I've had this too long. I asked God, how did you ask God? Did you persevere? Just, Lord, please help me. Or, Lord, heal me. Or, Lord, reconcile me. Help me. Just say it every day. And he will. Don't give up. St. John says, in the beginning, he said, let the earth bring forth a green herb. And even until now, when the rain falls, the earth brings forth its own shoots under the influence and power of the divine command. God said, this is my body and this is my blood, and this do in commemoration of me. And by his almighty command, it is done. And through the invocation, the overshadowing power of the Holy Spirit becomes a rainfall for the new cultivation. For just as all things whatsoever he made by the operation of the Holy Spirit, so also it is by the operation of the Spirit, and these things are done which surpass nature and cannot be discerned except by faith alone. How shall this be done to me, asked the Blessed Virgin, because I know not man? And the archangel answered, the Holy Spirit shall come upon you, and the power of the Most High shall overshadow you. And now you ask how the bread becomes the body of Christ and the wine and the water, the blood of Christ. And I tell you that the Holy Spirit comes down and works these things which are beyond description and understanding. You know, brothers and sisters, since I came awake, so to speak, after my strokes, I didn't even ask the question why. I was perplexed, you know. And then as I became a little more conscious and a little more understanding of what was going on, I just turned to the Lord and I said, Lord, why did you allow this? Am I going too fast? Am I doing too much? Am I not doing what you want me to do? And I am in that position just asking the Lord, what more does he want of me? Or why has he brought, maybe he's just brought me to this place. And I am much, much better, but I'm still not wholly recovered. And I just think in this position right now, I'm dependent. And I've said to you before how many people are wonderfully caring for me, especially my own sisters. Everybody's caring for me. But the point is, what's going on in me internally? Do I trust him? He allowed this for a reason. There's a purpose for this, Lord. Help me to fulfill whatever it is that you have for me. Or if you want me to do something different, tell me, show me. What do you want me to let go of? What do you want me to take on? It's taken a good year, brothers and sisters, and a little more than a year now. It's not easy. It's not easy. I want to jump in a car and go somewhere and get something done. And I wildly think that I can do it, but of course I wouldn't try. But brothers and sisters, there are all kinds of things like that that come into our lives. Things stagnate that shouldn't have, and things we planned didn't work out the way they did. Then go to the Lord and say, Lord, show me and help me to understand. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.